China weaponizes rare earth metals. Commentary. In the waning days of the Biden administration, the constriction of Chinese access to semiconductors continues. On December 2, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced another round of rules aimed at inhibiting the flow of semiconductors to China. The department's Bureau of Industry and Security released new rules, stating they are designed to further impair the People's Republic of China's capability to produce advanced node semiconductors that can be used in the next generation of advanced weapon systems and in artificial intelligence and advanced computing, which have significant military applications. Likely adding urgency to the December 2 action is a U.S. Senate report from September showing how Russia's war effort in Ukraine is substantially supported by China. The report highlights the Chinese regime's aggressive worldwide campaign to purchase U.S. chips and use third-party countries to reship the items to Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Within days of the semiconductor ban, China retaliated by banning the export of some key rare earth metals used in chip production. According to the MIT Technology Review, China ceased the export of three critical RIMs, gallium, germanium, and antimony. In addition, the export of superhard materials used in manufacturing was banned. Why does China now disallow the export of RIMs when it needs the chips? It's because the availability of RIMs is one of China's advantages in the trade war with the United States. China's strategic play in rare earth metals. While China is vulnerable in energy and food production, RIMs provide a significant advantage. China controls 60-70% of the world's extraction of RIMs and 90% of its refining capacity. Since the 1980s, China has viewed RIMs as a strategic asset. Recognizing the strategic importance of these metals, China began heavily subsidizing its rare earth mining and processing industries. This allowed Chinese producers to undercut international competitors, driving many mining operations in the US, Australia, and elsewhere out of business, reports Cimta Capital Corporation of Canada. Western countries, by contrast, regarded the extraction and processing of RIMs as dirty, labor-intensive, and best left to other nations. Meanwhile, China prioritized this sector. Lax environmental regulations and low labor costs gave China a cost advantage that other nations struggled to match, Cimta noted. While these practices drew criticism, they enabled China to dominate the market. The American government has prioritized semiconductor production in partnership with Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and the Netherlands. However, by controlling the extraction and refining of RIMs, China can undermine and disrupt the production of semiconductors. If China cannot obtain semiconductors from the American-dominated process, it can ensure no one else can either by leveraging control over the RIM supply chain. A promising U.S. response to China. While Taiwan's TSMC is the world's largest semiconductor producer, it requires RIMs from China for its renowned chipbuilding process. President-elect Donald Trump's appointment of key officials, such as Peter Navarro as Senior Counselor for Trade and Manufacturing, signals a strong stance on trade. Navarro, known for his aggressive trade policies, has been empowered to use tariffs and other measures to compel China to adhere to fair trade practices. Navarro could receive significant support from former U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who shares Navarro's views on the malign nature of China's trade practices. Ambassador Rick Grenell, appointed to the new role of Presidential Envoy for Special Missions, adds further muscle to this team. Grenell's past close relationship with Trump suggests he will play a critical role in resolving obstacles related to RIMs. Together, this team will likely focus on reviving U.S. RIM extraction and refining capabilities while countering China's RIM dominance. Refine, baby, refine. Although many RIMs exist outside of China, their production has been largely shuttered due to environmental concerns. By revisiting government regulations to balance environmental safety and economic necessity, the United States can reinvigorate its RIM extraction and refining industry. For example, antimony is already being extracted in Idaho, and the United States and partner nations possess significant deposits of other RIMs, including gallium and germanium. However, refining capacity remains the primary bottleneck. A new corollary to Trump's famous drill, baby, drill might be refine, baby, refine, a rallying cry to re-establish RIM refining processes in the United States and trusted foreign partners. Leadership, determination, and investment are needed to bring new refining plants online. The resources exist. The challenge is overcoming the legacy of globalism that led Western nations to abandon RIM industries. With the incoming Trump administration, the United States appears poised to rebuild its RIM supply chain and hold the Chinese regime accountable.